nurture and support. Nurture and support. This is a podcast theme song. And it's really short.
Nurture and support begins in 3, 2.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast. I'm Kelly Toole, at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter.
And I'm Mel, at Karmic9, back again on Twitter, much to the dismay of everyone, I'm so certain.
No, well, I don't know about everyone, because I can tell you one person that is super, super happy you're back, and that would be me, because you realize the consequence of you not being around is I have to do all my shows with Mike. That's the thing. I enjoy it and it's fun, but it's a safer place with you, Mel. It's a much safer place.
I'm glad to be someone's safe space in today's day and age.
it has been a journey that has gone through, but awesome. So excited you're back. And Mel and I are under deep negotiations on what are exactly our cycle times are going to be on future nurture and supports, but we will do as many as we can and start to kind of get them in the rotation where we can. But we're back for 134, and that's good enough for me. So I'm pretty fired up about it. Excellent. So we'll go ahead and get rolling. I will start it off. This is a painful recommendation for me because I have to give credit to Sean Chick, and we all know that that's not easy for me. By the way, Mel, Sean's moved since probably last we've talked. I don't know if you were aware of that.
I saw some location tag on Twitter. Is he in Illinois?
He indeed has moved from California, which was almost far enough for me. he has moved from California to Illinois, so that's bad. He's moved to Bloomington, which is the same town that I live in, so that's really bad. And he's moved into the same subdivision I live in.
Way to go, Sean.
The roads we live on intersect. That's how y'all, close he is.
Y'all could carpool and live stream it.
That would actually be kind of funny once.
It would be. I'm going to have to tell Sean about this.
Yeah, it's going to need to be you because I'm not going to be relaying that concept. I don't think.
Got to take the jerk wars on the road during rush hour.
Yeah, we could be kind of like the car karaoke, could be car jerk wars, and we could just be.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something to think about. Yeah. But Sean spotted this. Oh, yeah. Wow, that could actually be really good.
Drone wars.
Wow. Drone wars. Yeah, that can actually happen because we're in range of each other. So that's going to be interesting things happening. Without a doubt. So, but I have to give credit where credit is due. Sean, I'm sure many people had identified this, but Sean spotted it and shared it through Facebook, and I came across it and lost most of my afternoon as soon as he made me aware of this. It's a fun little site called inspirobot.me.
Yes.
And it generates random kind of like, you know, the successories posters of the different kinds of deep, meaningful sayings. It's just, you go to the site, it opens up, it's got kind of looks like the HAL computer from 2001, but a green light instead of a red light so that they stayed probably clear of copyright issues. But you just hit a button and it starts to generate these little treasures for you. I'll send Mel a couple of these so she can include them in the blog post. But prior to the show, I fired it up and the poster that came up was a backdrop of William Shakespeare, portrait of William Shakespeare, and the quote is, "Play the game of life, pretend to be an imbecile, or simply look inward." And every single one of these. So just for fun, while we're live on the show, I'm hitting generate again, and to see what I get here. Oh, Mel will love this one. I'll have to make sure I save this as well. This is a picture of the galaxy, with just three words on it, in big bold font. Keep on polluting. It's the next one.
I like that one.
So all of these are suitable for framing, wonderful to share with your kids. You can share them on Facebook, on Twitter. There's buttons to do that immediately. You can download them. You can get the URL if you want to include it in a tweet or some other such thing. And then you can also, they're obviously trying to monetize this a little bit. You can get it put on a mug as well. Oh. And there are many, many of these I want to put on a mug because they are all super awesome.
Yes, I've seen some true gems come out of that little bot there. I recently got exposed to that as well on a forum that I frequent. And boy, howdy boy, there were some good ones.
Yeah, on occasion, just to be aware, sometimes the language can get a little rough. Not frequently. I'd say probably about, so what I've done probably 20, 25 of these. And there was one time when there was some language that probably wasn't ideal that was in there for the kiddos maybe. But by and large, they're just some really cool artificial intelligence coming up and spinning together all sorts of meaningless drivel made to look like an inspirational poster. And you can waste a lot of time doing it. In fact, so Sean flagged it. I got into it and really enjoyed it. But another friend of the show, Matt Shivers, became deeply in love with the site for at least 2 days, where almost every one of his Facebook posts were more of these, and it included one post on his Facebook that said, Inspirobot is life. And it's just, it meant that much to him that he enjoyed it so much. So it is crazy fun. You can also follow Inspirobot on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. Instagram option available as well. So it's some useless fun, create some cool stuff. We'll include a couple that were made actually during this show in our blog post, but go out and make your own and have some fun with them. So it's a quick recommendation, but it's a fun one. Inspirobot, and the web address is inspirobot.me, inspirobot.me. Yeah. So that's my recommendation for this week.
And it's a very good one. It a few of them don't make grammatical sense, but most of them shockingly do. So it's pretty good. So my recommendation this week is also of a literary nature. If you follow me on Twitter, you may have seen me tweet about this. I think last week, and I have to say, I haven't checked the numbers on this tweet because I'm not really the numbers guy that Kelly is, but I think it's got to be my best performing tweet ever because, y'all, I got retweeted by LeVar Burton.
Nice.
So my recommendation this week is LeVar Burton's new podcast, and it's called, quite simply, LeVar Burton Reads. It is being touted as the reading rainbow for adults. One of the comments I keep seeing over and over again about this is talking about millennials that grew up on Reading Rainbow are now adults and they're going to love this. Well, I'm not a millennial, but I did watch Reading Rainbow because LeVar Burton is awesome and I like books, and anything that spreads literacy makes me happy. So this is a podcast that's brand new. There's only 3 episodes that involve stories, but LeVar Burton is reading short stories that he likes across a whole bunch of different genres. So far, the very first one, and I was so happy about this very first episode. It's a short story called Kin, K-I-N, by Bruce McAllister. And it's a science fiction story about a young boy in a futuristic world who basically contacts an alien assassin to kill someone to save his sister. And what's amazing is I don't read a lot of short stories, but I had read this short story and it was one of my favorite ones. I remembered it from years and years ago. I'm trying to see if he said when it actually first came out. It's not in the little blurb, but that short story came out like forever ago. And like, we're talking at least a decade, I think. And I've always remembered it because I really liked it. It was really cool. So that was his very first episode. The second one is The Lighthouse Keeper by Daisy Johnson. That one was also very interesting. And because LeVar Burton is an actor and he's been reading books to people forever, he's very good at narrating these short stories. This one in particular is told, the story's about a woman and it's told in her voice. So one of the things y'all might remember I have talked about in the past is I'm real titchy about audiobook narrators. And one of the things he did not do, which I was very grateful for, was he did not try to put on a woman's voice to read her dialogue in the short story, because that is one of my hugest pet peeves ever. It's a little disconcerting because he's reading it in a man's voice, but it doesn't take very much to figure out. It's a story about a woman. So anyway, The Lighthouse Keeper by Daisy Johnson was actually really good too. And I hadn't heard of that one before. And episode 3 is by another one of my most favorite short story people, Richard Parks. And it's called Empty Places. That's actually a 2-parter. And as of this recording right now, part 2 hasn't come out yet, but it should be coming out this week. So by the time this goes up, both parts will be out and you'll be able to listen to that complete short story. That is a fantasy short story as well. So it's really cool. They don't take very long. Let me see. The longest episode is 47 minutes so far. And they're just once a week. And they're short stories read by LeVar Burton. And they're awesome. And everybody should go check out this podcast, because apparently I am a podcaster who recommends other podcasts on my podcast so that no one has time to listen to my podcast. And, you know, maybe that's okay. I don't know. But
it's completely okay. It's completely okay. You're like a billion times better than Mike. A billion times.
Well, I haven't cussed yet, I don't think. Sometimes I don't know. But yes, LeVar Burton retweeted my tweet about his podcast.
So what did you say in the tweet?
Let's see. My tweet was something along the lines of, it was one of those bad news days. I can't tell you which one, because that's pretty much every day these days. But anyway, it was something along the lines of, if you need good news, LeVar Burton is reading to us again. And a link to the podcast on iTunes. One of the cool things for any of you out there who might be listening to us on Stitcher, who are Stitcher Premium members, with this podcast, you listen to the next episode a week early. So if you're a Stitcher Premium subscriber, you've already finished episode 4, the second part of the Richard Parks story. So there's that.
Excellent.
The rest of us have to wait a week, but it's really cool. And I'm really happy. I'm really excited for it. He's got very good taste in stories, and I'm really happy. It makes me happy. So I need happy things. All of you need happy things too. So go listen. And LeVar Burton retweeted my retweet.
There you go. It's so awesome. Yeah. And props to him for not trying to pull off a female tonality in narrator, because as much as we both loved Underwood and Finch, when Mike Bennett would take the voice of the German girlfriend, it always totally so creeped me out.
Yes. Yes. Now he does other accents and other voices in the course of doing these stories, but he did not try to do make his voice high and try to be a woman. So I have to totally give him props for that, because a lot of people make that mistake and it's really wrong. Just like a woman trying to deepen their voice to try and do a man's voice on a lot of audiobooks that I've tried to listen to and ultimately fail. It doesn't, you know, some people can pull it off. Most people can't. It's better to just read the story. So I almost said an expletive there too. So I held it back for you, Kelly. I held it back.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Excellent. No, that sounds, I was completely unaware. I was not as big a Reading Rainbow fan as you. Not that I just didn't come across it really much to consume, but this does sound pretty fun and exciting. And if he's got good taste in what he selects, that, and he's good, he's clearly good at it. So yes. We'll have to check that out. That one, that's good. I'll put that in the rotation for the podcast.
It just started here in June. So I started in like the second episode. So I started at the beginning. So I guess that's why I got so many retweets and likes.
Very cool. Early adopter. Excellent.
That's right. Me, cutting edge. That's Mel.
So we'll move on to social media recommendations. I do have one for this week. Do you, Mel, or?
No, I didn't find one. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not a problem. I have, and you'll probably all hear more a little bit about this later on a future Nurture and Support, but I am rapidly falling in love with the television show Preacher. It's got some amazing actors on there, including our super favorite Julianne Emery, who just has joined for season two, and it's going to be awesome to see her in action again. But I'm recommending one of the actors from it. It's Ian Colletti, and Ian plays Eugene. Eugene in the Preacher universe is this poor individual that has suffered a disfigurement, has kind of a permanent pucker on his mouth. I think if you've ever seen any of the ads for it, you'd recognize Eugene in the scene pretty quickly to know. The actual actor does not appear to have that deformity. Looks like a very handsome man. Very cool, very active on Twitter during the show and otherwise, and a fun guy. So I'm recommending Ian Colletti today. And Ian's Twitter handle is Ian Colletti, IanColletti. So recommending Ian for this week's Nurture and Support.
Cool. Yeah, that's a show we were talking about before we started recording that I'm not watching yet, but should be, apparently.
Yep. There may even be a recommendation coming down the road on this or a little bit more. So we'll see on that.
Awesome.
Super awesome to have you back, Mel. It's been great. Hopefully we can kind of knock a few more of these out. And it's always such a relief to wait for the recommendation and not kind of be on the edge of my seat to say, gee, I wonder if this recommendation is going to get me put to in jail or something there. So it's a pleasant change. It's a pleasant change. Mike keeps me on my toes. That's for sure.
Mike is loads of fun. You do never quite know what's going to come out of Mike's mouth, but Mike is awesome and one of the cleverest people I've ever met. So not that we haven't met in person, but met on the internet. He's very witty with the words because you never quite know which words are going to come out. But it's what we're
talking
about.
Absolutely. And I had a chance with Snarkstock this year to actually meet Mike in person for the first time. And Internet Mike and real life Mike are basically the exact same person. So it's pretty cool, which is always nice.
Lighting, though, did you see him in daylight?
I did. He had himself wrapped in a black blanket the whole time to kind of recreate the ambience. But so it was actually saw him in lighting. So it was a very, very interesting thing.
Awesome. So, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure he could enter the daylight. Nice to know.
He didn't even smoke. He was perfectly fine. There was no smoke coming off of his body or anything. So seems like it's okay.
They make really good sunscreen these days. I bet they've got something for that. Didn't they do that in one of the Blade movies? Put on a bunch of sunscreen.
I think there was a, yes, I think there was some that one. There's
in one of the Blades.
Yeah. At some point we lose track.
Random thought. Okay.
Well, excellent. Great to have you back, Mel, and hope you folks enjoyed this Nurture and Support, and hopefully we'll be throwing a few more your way soon. So take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net. Or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting. Turn it.